Machas Chinuch has a beautiful chakira about what is the nature of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Is the mitzvah of Tashbisu a mitzvah of the Kumbaseh? Are you mekayim the mitzvah only if you get up and destroy it in its appropriate time? Or is the mitzvah of Tashbisu something you can fulfill even b'shev al taseh? As long as you don't have any chametz, you'll be able to be mekayim that mitzvah. So I want to show you that sugya has another parallel to it. I asked you first to do the Gemara on Sadi Hey Amid Aleph, but we're going to deal with that Gemara from a slightly different angle, not starting with the Gemara, but starting with a Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel in Hilchos Chametz Matzah says something that is quite striking, and the Ravid is very much bothered by the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Ein Eloike Mishum Lo Yirah V'Lo Yimatzeh. You don't get Malkus on Bal Yirah V'Lo Yimatzeh. Elin can kana chametz for Pesach. Only if you bought the chametz on Pesach, ochimtzo kadeshi asabol meiser. Avolim hayilo chametz kodem at Pesach. But if the chametz existed before Pesach, uba Pesach velo biro, and then Pesach comes and he doesn't destroy it. Elihinicho bershuso. Afal pisha avral shnei lavim ein alokim in atorp neishlo asaboy meiser. So the Rambam tells us that when it comes to Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, do you get Malkus on it? It depends. It depends on whether you bought it on Pesach. If you bought it on Pesach, then you do get Malkus. And if you didn't buy it on Pesach, but it was just in Rishus, then in such a case, you don't get Malkus. This is the Rambam's position. However, many of the Mefarshim ask on the Rambam. Let's take a look. We're going to go through Reb Chaim's analysis of inside. I have my copy behind you in the Nazir rooms, in the Nazir's bookcase. So if you have a photocopy, I don't need my copy of Rifkayim. I could take someone else's. Thank you. So someone else has someone else to look on with. No, this is not the there it is, very good. Okay. So here this is the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam differentiates between the two. Ask the Mefarshim, the Mefarshim Rambam asks this question. It's okay, both sides, the photocopy is fine. Ukfar hikshu, they already asked. The eich loke klal alav de lo yirah v'lo yimatzeh. How can it possibly be that you get malchus on the lav of bal yirah and bal yimatzeh? Barei b'psachim daf tzadihei mevur lehedya de lave de lo yirah v'lo yimatzeh havyon lav hanitik laseh de teshpisu v'koshal haramam sheposach de bekoine chametz bepesach dave meise loike. Frank the Mefarshim, how could it possibly be that the halacha says that you get Malkus? But wait a second. The Gemara in Psachim on Sadi Ayam and Aleph told us that Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh is a lav anitik laseh. First of all, what is a lav anitik laseh? A lav anitik laseh, we're going to spend a lot of time on it when we learn Maseches Makis. There are more chairs outside of you if you want to bring in. You could just move closer over here. There's also a chair here. There are beds also. So the Gemara says that a lav anitik laseh, if you have a lav which is fixed by an aseh, so then in such an instance, that lav, the halacha is, you don't get malchus on it. What's the svara? The svara of a lav anitik laseh doesn't get malchus is the following. The aseh is there as the primary mitzvah. What do we mean? It's a primary mitzvah. It's counted as a mitzvah. At the end of the day, it's there just to save a person from a lav. Now this lav, on the one hand it's a lav, on the other hand it's also an aseh. So you have this tension. What does the Torah really want? Does the Torah want you to do the aseh, or does the Torah want you to do the lav? Not to violate the lav. And therefore, since the lav has to it also a component of aseh, so then automatically you don't get malchus. That's presumably the svara of lav anitik laseh. Either way, your masbir, lav anitik laseh, the question is, how could it possibly be that the Rambam says that you're going to have malchus? At the end of the day, it's simply a lav hanitak that is connected to an aseh. So it's not a full lav. Also, the Torah wants you to do the mitzvah of Tashbisu. If the Torah wants you to do the mitzvah of Tashbisu, that's not a regular lav. If it's not a regular lav, it shouldn't get malchus. The Rambam differentiates between whether you bought it on Pesach or not. That's because if you didn't do anything on Pesach, then it's a lav shein b'maisa. So then in such a case, you're not going to get malchus. But if you do a maisa, you get malchus. Why? It's a lav anitik lase. Now Reb Chaim gives a brilliant answer. V'nira b'zeh. D'hine agon Rabbi Kiva Eger hikshal atur shekosav the Rabbi Yehuda the chametz v'svasal v'sreifa aforum mutter kidin kolan israf in the aforum mutter. U'l-rabbanan the hashpesasal v'chol davar aforum aser kidin hanikbarim. The halacha is like this. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that when it comes to chametz, the mitzvah is to burn it, the Gemara tells us that its afer is going to be mutter. Now there's a basic machlokes on Naftzadi Aleph, if I'm not mistaken, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. What does the Torah mean when it says Tashbisu? Does Tashbisu mean they have to burn it, or Hashbasasa l'chol davar? Rabbi Yehuda holds Tashbisu means Dafka Sreifa, and he learns out from Noser, just like when it comes to Noser, the mitzvah is to destroy Dafka Yidei Eish, so too when it comes to Chametz. Rabbanan hold Hashbasasa l'chol davar, that you could destroy it in any manner. I remember we generally, we pass like the Chachamim. One time we had Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos. It was one of our first, we've joked in the past about the water pressure here in Israel. It almost didn't become a joke. It was Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos, and we had decided that we were going to eat challah on Shabbos early in the morning, and then we were going to flush it down the toilet. And the water pressure just wasn't working. And the time was ticking away. So anyhow, so we were trying to be mekayim it according to the sheet of the Rabbanan. Hash besaso b'chol davar. You don't have to burn it, right? And that's what you do. On Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos, you can't burn it. Interesting question. What are you going to do according to Rabbi Yehuda? Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos, right? Interesting question. So, but we follow the opinion of the Rabbanan. So that means you could flush it down the toilet. That means you could throw it to the wind, etc., etc. Okay. So that's the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Now, the Gemara says that there is another difference between the two. The halacha is that when it comes to Nosar, when the carbon is burnt, the Afer is going to be Osir. Excuse me. Well, it depends. When it comes to Nosar, the halacha is the Afer is going to be Mutter. Excuse me. Nosar, Nisrafin, the halacha is going to be Mutter. When it comes to Nikbarin, those things that don't have to be burnt, then the halacha is the Afer is Osir. And the reason for that is when we're talking about something that mitzvah is b'sreifa, once it's nasa mitzvah, so you did the mitzvah in the appropriate way, so then the afer becomes mutter. If it's nikbarim means there isn't a requirement of sreifa, so then in such a case, the afer is still going to be aser. So now what happens in regards to Pesach? Reb Yehuda, when it comes to chametz, Reb Yehuda holds that the mitzvah is sreifa like gnosis, so therefore the afer is going to be mutter. The Rabbanan who hold that you can do it b'chol davar, then it's like those cases that nikbarim, and then the halacha is that the afer is going to be aser. Okay, so that's the machlokes to Reb Yehuda Rabbanan. Now let's continue on. Dihini agon Reb Kiva Eger hikshal to a shikasa Reb Yehuda the chametz is also b'sreifa for a mutter. Ki din kan is from that for a mutter. Rabbanan dash b'sas b'chol davar for a aser tin akbarim. Vichel zeh Rabbi Kiva Eger l'fim hashikasa tosis. Da'adin is rafin afar mutter and farin afar nasser. Humishum din is rafin ika mitzvah b'sreifasa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a mitzvah specifically to do b'sreif. Valkein havin nasis mitzvasan. And the reason why the afer is mutter is because the mitzvah is done. Ma'ashein kein mitbarin d'leka shum mitzvah b'kfurasa. There's no mitzvah per se to bury it. Any way you get rid of it is going to be fine. Rak mishum takala. It's only because of a takala we say that you have to bury it. But there isn't a chiyuv to burn it. So v'rak mishum takala v'lo amenasis mitzvah, and therefore the afer is going to be aser. Then came the chametz, the gam im hashbasaso b'chol davar. He asks, but wait a second. Even according to the chachamim that hold hashbasaso is b'chol davar, isn't there a mitzvah? Hello, ika mitzvah de tashbisu. In kein atzarach lios sekuli amma afara mutter. So Rabbi Kiva Eger's question is like this: why is it that we say that just like by nosar, we say that if the mitzvah is bisreifa, which of course is what the Torah tells us, then the afer is mutter. But for other mitzvahs where it's nikbarim, what would an example be? I'm having a hard time in my mind thinking of an example of nikbarim. Let's say klayim, where there is an issur to have handah. So what are you supposed to do with it? Let's say you're supposed to get rid of it. You're supposed to put it in the ground. So there the Efer is still going to be Asur because it's not Nasis Mitzvasan. So in such a case, there we say, says the Gemara, the same thing in Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, once you learn from Nosa, then the Efer is going to be Mutter. According to the Chachamim, who say Ashpasasa B'chol Dovar, the Gemara says the Efer is going to be Asur. Ask Rabbi Akiva Eger, but you're being Mekayim a Mitzvah when it comes to Chametz. By Klayim, there's nothing in the Torah that says to put it in the ground. By Nosar, it tells you to destroy it. But Chametz also, it says Tashpi, so there's a mitzvah to destroy it. So why is it that the Efer, according to the Chachamim, is going to be Mutter? To answer this question, he says a beautiful Yisod. Venir. The Lo Dami HaMitzvah tells Tashpisu, the Hashbasasu B'chol Dover, the mitzvah Sreifa. It's incomparable. The mitzvah of Tashpisu, where the mitzvah is to destroy it in any particular way, versus the mitzvah of Sreifa. In other words, even within Tashbisu, even when the Torah gives you the mitzvah, it depends on the type of mitzvah. The mitzvah is Tashbisu B'shari Hashbasas HaVikra Mitzvah Shelo Yehele Bailim Chametz. Masha'en came in mitzvah so B'Sreifa. If the mitzvah is B'Sreifa, have a mitzvah Shechayil B'Achefza Shel Chametz D'Cholabad Din Sreifa. If the mitzvah is B'Sreifa, then the mitzvah is not simply for you not to have chametz. If there's a particular way the Torah wants you to do it, then the chiyuv of tashbisu. Notice here, Reb Chaim introduces us to more sharp, brisker terminology. Reb Chaim says it becomes a mitzvah in the chepza. What's the mitzvah of tashbisu? Is it that the chepza of chametz that you have requires sreifa, or you, as a gavra, have to make sure that you don't have chametz? If the mitzvah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Sreifa, then there's a halacha in the chayfetz that you have, that you need to burn. If it's a halacha in, according to Rabbanan, that you got to get rid of it, but we don't tell you how, then that's not a halacha in the chametz. And if it's not a halacha in the chametz, it's a halacha that's a requirement on the individual. Okay, now we could get to the halacha of Efer. Because when do we say Nasis Mitzvaso when it comes to Nosar? Over there we say Nasis Mitzvaso because the Chayfetz of Nosar needs to be burnt. So then Chametz on Pesach, is it like Nosar or is it not? That's the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Even if you have the Mitzvah of Tashbisu, who says the Mitzvah of Tashbisu is a Kiyum Aseh in the Chayfetz? Who says you're fulfilling anything in the object? Continues Reb Chaim. Ule inyan hetta de nasis mitzvasa bina davke shei nasis mitzvasa ba chayfetz. Oz nitra chayfetz. Velo kisha abaylin kimo mitzvah de ramyo la ye nitra baza chayfetza. Valkein shapir mechalek atur bein hashpasasa b'chol dover u bein sreifa. And that's why, according to the Rabban, even though you're being mekayim the mitzvah of tashpisu, the efer is still going to be oster. Because it was never a chiyuv in the object of chametz, there was a chiyuv on the gavra. The imach besasu b'chol davar rak habaylim kibo mitzvah she'elam chametz valkein lohutora efer ma she'en kein in mitzvaso b'sreifa denasis hamitzvah b'chefza vavinasis mitzvaso alkein hutar ha'efer. Oh, beautiful. So this is the chiluk between whether the efer is mutter is going to be asur. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be asur. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be mutter. Why? Because the chiyuv is dafka on the chayfet, so it's nasis mitzvah, so you fulfill the mitzvah in the object. So then the object becomes mutter. But if it's bechol davar, then obviously there isn't any particular chiyuv in the object of chametz. The assumption being that according to the Rabbanan, if it's hashbasas or bechol davar, there's no particular chiyuv in the object of chametz. Just that you can't be over the Avera. Of course, this falls into classic brisker terminology, whether the Chiyuv is on the Gavra or the Chiyuv is on the Chetza. Ad Kan, the Hezber and Machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Now, to understand the next part of Reb Chaim, let's just analyze together. What does it mean, Alav Hanita Laseh? What does it mean, Alav Hanita Laseh? There is an Alav, and there's a particular way that you're supposed to fix the lav with a particular aseh. That's how Reb Chaim is going to understand lav hanitik aseh. If that's so, lav hanitik aseh is toluy in whether you go like the Rabbanan or whether you go like Rabbi Yehuda. Our Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Tzadi Heimer Aleph that says that the mitzvah of Tashvisu is lavanit de glase. Let's pull out the Gemara. What was our Gemara going according to? When the Gemara says that the mitzvah of Tashvisu is a lavanit de glase, what was the Gemara? What and where was the Gemara talking about? So Gemara there is comparing the mitzvah of Pesach on Pesach Rishon, Karban Pesach, versus the mitzvah of a Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara speaks about, just like there's an Isra Bal Yira Bal Yimotzeh on Pesach Rishon, I would have thought that the same would apply on Pesach Sheni as well. And the Gemara says, Ein li ela mitzvahs lo saseh shenitit laseh. Which is, the Gemara assumes is Tashbisu. Now the Gemara doesn't tell us who we're going according to. Could it be that our Gemara over here on Sadiyeh is only going according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the mitzvah is dafka b'sreifa. If we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the mitzvah is dafka b'sreifa, then I understand why it's a lafanit deglase. There's a particular way you're supposed to do it. No, sir, you can't just get rid of. No, sir, you have to burn. So too, when it comes to chametz, chametz must be burnt. That's a lav hanitak laaseh that is fixed with a particular aseh. Now, what happens if tashbisu could be fulfilled in any particular way? There was no particular mitzvah of how to do it. Tashbisu could be fulfilled in any particular manner. The chol davar, is that fall into the category of lav hanitak laaseh? Reb Chaim says it can't. Well, if these hare miyushav meitiv divrei Rambam, the lokin alave, the lo yirav, the lo yimatze. That time the lo choshev lav anitik lasei tzarach lomar, the hu mishum the sphere like the hak tashvisu ikuro hu isurasei, shelo ye lo chametz. There's no particular mitzvah of how to destroy the chametz. The mitzvah is that you shouldn't have chametz. It's like every mitzvah that has an asay and a lo saseh. For example, is anybody going to say there are two mitzvahs on Shabbos, tishbos and lo saseh chomalacha? Is anybody going to say that it's a lav anitik laseh? Tishbos is a lav anitik laseh? No, there are two mitzvahs. One is to rest and the other is lo saseh chomalacha. The only time something we call nitik laseh is if there's a particular way you're supposed to do the maisa in order to get away from the lav. Then, the way you save yourself from the lav, the Torah dictated. Did the Torah here dictate how to do the aseh? No, b'chol davar. That's the sheet of the Rabbanan. And that answers our question on the Rambam. The Rambam had said that you get malchus. Yet we have a rule, a lav anitik laseh doesn't get malchus because the aseh is an intrinsic part of the lav. The answer is over here, there's no intrinsic part of the lav. The aseh is not a lav anitik laseh. A lav anitik laseh is only when there's a particular way you have to do it to get away from the lav. So then the lav is directly connected to the aseh. Over here, no, there's no particular way to do it as long as you don't have it. So what's Reb Chaim's Chakira? Adkan is Pshan the Rambam, Adkan is Pshan Machlokes Rabbi Dorban. So let's summarize up until now. Reb Chaim added to us 1, 2, 3 things. Let's go for it. Let's stand up, Tzad, go. Let's go for it. 3 things. Number one, you scream out to me, Rabbi Osai. What's the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon? What did Reb Chaim teach us? About whether it's Sreif. First of all, let's describe. Is a mitzvah Sreif or is it B'chol Davar? So Rabbi Yehuda holds it's b'sreifa chon b'chol davar. What's the explanation in that machlokis? Scream it out. Chefza gavra. Okay. Could we formulate it even more precisely? What's a more precise explanation to that? Isser aseh versus a kiyum aseh. Okay. Whether you're not allowed to violate lo yirav, lo yimatzeh, And in order not to get that isur, you have a mitzvah saseh to get rid of it. If you hold there's a particular kiyum, that's Rabbi Yehuda who holds that it's sreifa b'chol davar. This gets us to point number two, or three, that we answer also the difficulty in the Rambam. The reason why you get malchus is the only time you're not going to get malchus for a lav anitik laseh is if the lav has a particular way in which you get around it, that the Torah says you got to do it this way. If you hold it's an isur aseh, so then there isn't any particular way you need to do it. If you hold there's a kiyum aseh, that's the way in which you're going to do it. So Reb Chaim translates this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan as whether it's an isur aseh, that's the sheet of the Rabbanan, versus Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that it's an isur aseh. Now, I just want to point out to you, for those of you who did Chazara on Thursday's material, and if you weren't here on Thursday, it's okay, you'll be able to follow the rest of the shir, that this Chakira, I believe, Reb Chaim reworked. Remember we said that the Minchas Chinuch was one of the only achronim that Reb Chaim used. I feel very, very strongly that Reb Chaim reworked the Minchas Chinuch's Chakira. Remember, what did the Minchas Chinuch say? What was his Chakira in Mitzvah Tashbisa, whether it's Mitzvah Lekumvaseh or B'Shev Al-Kasa? So Reb Chaim took the Minchas Chinuch's Chakira. V'amev and Yav and the Minchas Chinuch and Reb Chaim are going to disagree on some things. Whoever's doing Chazar B'Iyun could come back to me how they're going to disagree. I'm not going to talk about that exactly. But basically, it's different terminology for fundamentally the same question. What is the mitzvah of Teshbisu? Do you have to get up and destroy? Or you could do it B'Shev Al-Tasa? The Rabbanan, Reb Chaim is being Mazer, could do it B'Shev Al-Tasa. Yes, sir, I said. It's a chiyuv on him. What if you don't have chametz? You have no mitzvah. According to Reb Yehuda, there's a kiyum. Now, there are nafkaminas between Reb Chaim and Minchas Chinuch. I'd like you to come back to me, for those of you who are learning this kiyum, to come back to me with nafkaminas between how Reb Chaim sets up Minchas Chinuch. But it's fundamentally a very, very, very similar chakira. It's a very, very similar to chakira. And Reb Chaim uses it gloriously where he claims that's gufa l'machlokas between Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanan. How Reb Chaim is different than the Minchas Chinuch, that I leave for us to discuss another time. Rabosai, ad kan the lomdus of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Now we begin, until 1:15, now we begin to learn a halacha sugya that everybody should know, and we will come back in the last 10 minutes, and I believe that you can't really understand the halacha, what's behind the halacha, without understanding all of the above lomdus. The guys photocopied the Shulchan Aruch, correct? Mm-hmm. The only thing we're missing is a tour. Okay, I'll do it outside. Let's open up and go over some very, very basic halachos in Bedikas Chametz. Pesach had become like the Israelis like to always put back to all their farm. So the Pesach time is coming through. Amazing. Okay. Rabosai, let's open up. Let's open up in Simin Tov Lamed Vav. Let's open up the halacha. You have photocopies, right? The Chevra has photocopies. Simin Tov Lamed Vav. Let's take a look. Do we need to go back upstairs to get more photocopies?
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a time out.
Have your own confidence?
Take the time out. Let's see if there's. Here's a Kayla K as well. How many people still don't? Who doesn't have? So let's take a time out. Let's take a time out. Go upstairs and get the guys photocopied before, lest they should. We can turn off in the meantime. I'll take from the last 2 days. This in of itself is a very, very important and geshmak sugya. Yes, Eitan.
According to the Chacham, even though they're saying there's not a specific way of destroying it, but there still is a chiyuv to destroy it.
Right.
They just have a more broader category of how you destroy it.
Right.
So that's still not a specific.
That's still not necessarily Minchas Chinuch Shev Al Tasa. Is that what you want to argue?
That's what I'm saying. So Allah Shemitah Glasa is dafka specific.
It's specific. In other words, Reb Chaim is assuming Ralav Anitik Lase is a Lav Anitik Lase when there's a chiyuv in the Chepes. If there's no longer a chiyuv in the chayfetz, then it's no longer amitik lase. Why? Because like we said before, you don't even need the chametz. So it can't be a lav amitik lase if you don't need to do anything. Lav amitik lase is there's a particular way to do it. According to Rabbanan, there's no particular way to do it. Ad kedei kach, it seems, now here I'm about to say something, I don't know if every brisker would be masking with me, but it would seem that even according to Rabbanan, you don't even have to get chametz at all. So then that can't be a lav amitik lase. A lav amitik lase is that the ase says, do this in order to save yourself in life. Here there's no do when it comes to tashbisu. Okay. Rabosai, let's get practical. Let's jump from mamish, the abstract world of lamdus, to halacha lemaisa. Obviously, to know the halacha, we're going to need to understand what's behind the shittas, but let us now start a new topic. And this topic applies, I said, to every single one of you.
One person missing a copy.
It applies to every single one of you, except me. Why is it applied to every single one of you except for me? Here's the shayla. What's the halach? Let's just go over basic halachas now. And then zero in to try to understand it more. What's the halacha you're leaving your dorm room? But not on the night of the 14th. You're leaving your dorm room, going to yeshiva's bein hazman. Then you're coming back to yeshiva. And then you're leaving your dorm room. Well, by the way, oh, there's some guys who are going to be in the dorm room the whole time. So, but let's say someone who's now going home at a particular time. So he's going Zayin Nisan, Ches Nisan. So in such a case, what's halacha in terms of bedikah? What are you supposed to do? So here, let's go through the basic halachas of Siman Tov Lamed Vav. The Mechaber writes, and we're just going to go through those basic halachas and then zero in on a particular phenomenon. The Mechaber writes, HaMefarish Mi Abosh Oliyam O Yotze B'Shayara. If you leave somewhere and you don't have make a shliach to do bedika, by the way, if you make your roommate a shliach and you trust him, then you can just simply make him a shliach to do bedika, but you need to do bedika, we're going to see, even if you know you're not going to be over on Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh, you need to do bedika within the 30 days at least one place. And it could very well be the best place is your dorm room. And I add, even if you're selling your chametz. By the way, you should know that if you leave on Ches Nisan or any time before your Dalid, v'lo yivarech az al biur chametz. But you don't make the bracha of al biur chametz. But it's a chiyuv lahalacha to do bedika within 30 days. Which means, bottom line, I both say, that if somebody is he lives in New York, and he's going to Israel for Pesach, and he travels. He leaves on the 13th, this happens. He leaves on the 13th in the afternoon, and then he gets to Israel sometime, like 10, 11 o'clock during Zman Shchitas Karban Pesach, right before Zman Shchitas Karban Pesach. So he flew through the night of Bedikas Chametz, right? And what does he do in his house? Of course, he sells the chametz to a Gentile, correct? Sends the chametz to a Gentile. So in such a case, the halacha is that he still needs to do a bedika. Even if he knows for sure, as I'm going to show you, according to most, possibly according to everybody, he still has a chiyuv of bedika. The only person that doesn't have to do a bedika in this case is if he's not going to hear what the Mechaber say, he was going to a place where he is not going to have a house. So then, the halacha is, it depends on whether he's coming back home. But if he's not going anywhere, for example, he's going on a ship, in such a case, the halacha is that he needs to do bedika on his house. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. And that means, bottom line, if you're not going to be the one who's going to be doing bedika in your house, even if you're selling your chametz in your dorm room, you need to do a bedika in your room. Now we're going to explain what does that mean to do a bedika in your room even if you're selling your chametz. We're going to explain what that means. Now, there is, here's what I would call in English, there is, I'm about to present a polemic. There is, I believe, a major error, which I know that I'm taking issue with advice that are given by some Gedolei HaRabbanim, but I believe it's based on an error, that some suggest to do the following, and you might have heard of this, and that is Mechiras Yud Gimel. To have someone have the Rav sell the chametz on the 13th. And once you sell the chametz on the 13th, comes the 14th, the night of the 14th, there's no chiyuv. So Lania's daiti, that's not correct. Let me first show you where Mechiras Yud Gimel came up in Halacha, and then we'll try to understand why it's not correct, then understand more of the Halacha, and then come back to the Yisod, and then see the Chasidus that I believe is lurking behind this Halacha as well. Mechiras Yud Gimel came about in the following context. Take a look in the Mishnah Brura on the last page, Ule Inyan. It's in Siv Katan Lamid Beis. Ule Inyan in Mechuyev Livdok Bilel Yudalid HaChadarim. Everybody's got it? The last page, right before Taf Lamed Zayin. It's on the page of Taf Lamed Zayin. Three lines from the top in the Mishnah Brura. Ule Inyan in Mechuyev Livdok Bilel Yudalid. Do we have that page?
It's
what page, what number does it have on the top?
Ten.
Okay, beautiful. Ule Inyan. Tet. Not ten, but tet. Nine. Ule Inyan im chuyiv livdok, bilel yudalid. Hachadorim shebedaita lemachron lemachar lenachri im achamet shalehem. Yesh deos bein achronim. The Mishnah Brura brings down a fascinating discussion. And that discussion is, what happens with the rooms that you're selling? Baruch Hashem, most of you are familiar that in places that there are, where Zochet have many rooms, in most of your houses in the States, there are a couple rooms that your mother says, you know what, I don't want to have the headache of having to clean that room for Pesach. So what does she do? She puts a sign on the door, and she tells your father to sell or to rent that room. We're not even going to bother cleaning it, right? So what happens already on the night of Bedikas Chametz? You just don't go into that room. Or maybe it's a garage, a basement. Everybody knows what I'm talking about? Right? Okay. Now, when does the Mechira take effect? What day does it take effect? You dial it in the morning. The Achronim are bothered. But if there's a Chiyuv of Bedika on the night of the 14th, you should even have to check those rooms. Now, it sounds really strange. You're checking those rooms that you know tomorrow you're going to sell to a Gentile. So the Achronim agree, it's strange, but at the end of the day, there's a chiyuv for you to check everything that belongs to you on the night of the 14th. Now, in your office, so there, if you checked it on the 13th before you left the office, then okay, we say it's okay. But you need to know at the night of the 14th, every single belonging of yours needs to be checked. In Kainim Advarim, as the Achronim, how do we not check those rooms that we're going to sell? That's the Kasha. So here there's a Machlokis of Achronim. Some say, Ein Echanami, you have to. Some say, you don't. Concludes the Mishnah Brura. Here I'll give you the punchline, because that's what we're going to focus on. Four lines from the end in Sifkat and Aleph. V'chein b'tshuvas chsam sofer daito l'hokim. Kishimekayim mitzvahs b'diko b'shar chadorim. The chsam sofer said, if you do b'diko already in the other rooms, you could be meikel. Concludes the Mishnah Brura. Umikol makom, skipping down a line, right before the next sinim. Aftein limchos b'yana mikilim, hamocher b'yom yugal gimel shapir odif tvei. Someone who sells on the 13th, he says, that's better. It's better to do a mechira on Yud Gimel. Why? Because there's some achronim that say that you have to check even the garage that you're selling the next day. So he says, here you have mechira Yud Gimel. Rabosai, as far as I know, and I need you, Emir Tzashem, one day some of you will know Mishnah Brura better than I. I'll have an excuse, but it's a small excuse that when I was younger, they didn't teach me Mishnah Berurah, so you should start earlier. You know all of Mishnah Berurah. As far as I know, and I don't know Mishnah Berurah Baal Peh, as far as I know, this is the only place in all the Sefer Mishnah Berurah he mentions the Mechira Yisud Gimel. How is he mentioning the Mechira Yisud Gimel? As a Chumrah! What do I mean a Chumrah? That since there are some Achronim that say that you have to do Bedik on those rooms as well, he says, we're Choshesh for those, so there, maybe do Mechira Yisud Gimel. Now, in our tradition, and I think they point this out over here in the Dirshu, in the tradition that I have, yeah. Oh, very good. V'chein ha'irag goyim Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Beautiful. Shaminik pasha l'hakel b'dover. We're not machmer for this. We follow the Chassam Sofer straight up l'kula. But this, as far as I know, is the only place in the Mishnah Berurah where Mechiras Yugimel is brought up. In Kainim Advarim, here's my polemic. I've been told that there are some people that rabbis suggested, and the name Big Talmid Chacham, and I've seen even major Talmid Chacham use Mechiras Yugimel in other instances. So I'm just thinking aloud with you. As far as I know, it doesn't make any sense for a person to say, ah, don't worry about Bedika. Do your Mechiras Chametz on the night of the 13th, travel through the night of the 14th, and you got out of the Chiyuv of Bedikas Chametz. How do I know that that's incorrect? How do I know it's incorrect? Because if you take a look at the Chassam Sofer carefully in the Mishnah Berurah, and if you look it up in his Tshuva in Simin Kuf Lamed Aleph, the Chassam Sofer says Beferish that the only way I'll be Makil is if you already did a Bedika. And Rabosai, this is the position of everybody. Take a look at an interesting machlokis in Tav Lamed Vav Gimel between the Mechaber and the Rambam. What happens if you have, by the way, when I say it's the opinion of everybody, what I mean is most. I believe most, if not all, posts. Sinit Tav Lamed Vav Siv Gimel, what happens, a fascinating phenomenon, machlokis between the Rav Yoh and the Tur that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. What happens if you have somebody who lives in a Gentile's house, and it's within 30 days he's leaving and he's not coming back to the house at all? Does he have to check for, see how far this went? You have to check for chametz maybe on Pesach, even in a Gentile's house that you're never going to come back to again in your life, and the Gentile is going to assume ownership. Says the Mechaber, Gimel, Top Lamed of Gimel, Yisrael Hayotzim Yibayis Eni Yudi Tov Shoshim Noam. If you're leaving a Gentile's house within 30 days, v'nichnas b'bayis acher b'irzu oholech li'ir acheres, einot tzarech levar b'bayis en Yehudi. Why? Notice, I want you to underline this in your Shulchan Aruch. Sharei yikayein mitzvahs b'yur bosa b'bayis acher. You're going to another house. What did we learn? That you have to do bedika if you're going to come to be over b'yura b'ani matzeh, or you're going on a ship. But what if you're going to go to another house? Then there isn't a chiyuv. So Rabosa, let me just stop and say, if you sell your house in New York, your parents are coming, Baruch Hashem, right? So if Oren's parents, and I use this example, I'm not going halacha l'maisa to your parents, no shibud. So Oren's parents, Baruch Hashem, are coming to Eretz Yisrael. So if they sell all their chametz in New York, right, and they're renting an apartment in Yerushalayim, so then they don't necessarily have to do a bedika. As long as the night of the 14th, they do a bedika in the house that they're going in Yerushalayim. That's the same thing, lahavdil, if you're staying in a guy's house, right, and you're going to another house, then you'll do the bedika there. But what happens if this Jew, Nebuch, doesn't have a home? And he's living in a Gentile's house, and he's going to be on the road for the entire Pesach. Continues the Mechaber. Avolimu mefarish o yotzei b'shayara v'lo yikaneis b'pesach b'bayis. Yesh mishomer, a guy is going to live in there. Shechal olav choyvas b'yur kina shutayich shloshim yoyim. He has a chiyuv of b'yur. V'tzarech levar beis ha'ini yudi shiyotzei menu. K'dei mekayim mitzvahs b'yur. He needs to be mekayim the mitzvah. Even though he's for sure not going to come to be over Bali Rabbi Matzah, because the Chametz is not going to be in his Rishos. It's going to be in a guy's rishus. It's gone. Now here, there's some who are mekel. The Tur disagrees with this opinion. The Rama says, "V'yesh omrim she'en etzarech kishenichnas bo'ein a Yehudi." If the guy is living there, he's never coming back. His lease is up. Then you could be mekel. But what's the only time you can mekel, Gabriel? The only time is if a guy is going to mamish be living in his house. In Canaan Advarim, what do we see? That on within 30 days, once there's a chiyuv to learn, and this is a whole shir by itself, which I gave in previous years to get on YU Torah, once there's a chiyuv for us to be dore, shalom v'darshim, ilchas ha-pesach, kol ha-pesach shoshim yom, the Gemara connects that to the chiyuv of bedika. You have to be worrying about chametz. The only time you don't is if you know that this chametz is going to become hefker. Mamish hefker, because the guy is going to be, that's the lashon of the Beis Yosef Bedas HaTur. She'en lecha hefker gadol mizu. But aside from that, you have to do bedika. Listen to the lashon of the Chassam Sofer in Simin Kuf Lamed Aleph. Zok de'helig Chassam Sofer. That Chassam Sofer that the Mishnah Brura quoted, that you could be mekel on Bedika, on all the other houses, right? That mission, remember that Chassam Sofer? Listen to the Lashon of Chassam Sofer, Tshuva Kuf Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah Brura gave it to us, so might as well look it up. Says the Chassam Sofer, he says you could be mekel. What's the pshat in the end of Tav Lamed Vav? Why are we machmir? Even if, according to the Ravah, even if a goy moves in, or according to the Ramah, if you're just going to sell the chametz to the goy, you're not going to be over by Yerel and by Yimatzeh. Hasam nihi she'ein ala bayis chiyu bedika. Sharei goy nichnas b'saychai. So why do you have to do a chiyu bedika? Here, write down these words. Mikol makon chiyuv al karkafta de gavra. There's a chiyuv on the head of the person. Vuhu lo yikayim mitzvahs bedika. And he won't be mikayim mitzvahs bedika. Sharei lo yikaneis l'shum bayis. Because he's not going to go into any house. Al kein tzarech livdo. For that reason, you need to do a bedika. Ba'she'en kein hocha. But what about the case that you're in your house and you're selling three rooms? She'en al cheder chiyuv bedika. There's no chiyuv to do bedika on every room. Sharei mekayim mitzvahs bedika b'sharei chadara, because he's mekayim mitzvahs bedika in all the other rooms. Less din v'less dayon she'etzarech bedika. In such a case, the Chassam Sofer holds you could be mekel, and that's how Reb Shlomo Zalman taught us that we could be mekel. But that's the only case you could be mekel. Ad kan halacha l'maisa. So let's speak it out in very, very clear terms. Even if a person is selling all their chametz in their house to a goy, and they're not going to do a bedika in the new place that they're going to, so then in such a case, there's a chiyuv bedika karkaf to the guy. For example, let's say you know that on the night of bedika's chametz, you have to be somewhere, and the only one that's going to do bedika in your house is your parents. But you never did a chiyuv bedika, l'niyaz daiti, you have a chiyuv then now to do a bedika in your room. The only thing is that it's hard to understand this halacha. It's hard to understand the Chassam Sofer. I prove to you that's mukhrach in halacha. But at Rabosai, you'll appreciate the halacha. You understand the halacha. You'll be able to apply the halacha if you understand what's behind the halacha. If you don't understand what's behind it, it's just a bunch of rules that don't make any sense. And unfortunately, to most of the world, that's what halacha is. A bunch of rules that don't make any sense. And even people who memorize Mishnah Brura, if that's all they do is memorize Mishnah Brura, all halacha is a bunch of rules that don't make any sense. The chura, it doesn't make any sense. Can anybody tell me why it doesn't seem to make any sense? The psak that seems to emerge from the Mishnah Brura and the Chassam Sofer, why is it strange? Let's say a person is not doing bedika. What's strange to you about it? Yes, Oren?
The only issue is by Matan, we know that he's going to be selling it.
Exactly! If he's selling it to a guy, so what's the problem? Why does he have to do a bedika? So there are three explanations for why you need to do bedika. Rashi says in order that you shouldn't be over Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. Tosa says because we're afraid he's not going to be sincere in his bittul, I believe, on the Beis Amal. And the Ran says that the reason is because we're afraid he's going to, maybe that's the Ran. And Tosa says that the reason is that he's going to be Mevatel, but he's going to find this beautiful looking piece of cake, and then he's going to have a Yetzirah to eat it. So in order to do that, we say do Bedika. For all three of the Shitas HaRishonim, Mason, stand up. For all three of the Shitas HaRishonim, the Halacha should be, there's no requirement of Bedika. Why should you have to do Bedika? This guy's coming to Israel. He's 3,000 miles away. He knows he's not coming back home. The guy that's leaving the guy's house, according to the Rav Yah, he's never going to come back. So what's the pshat in the Rav Yah? What does Achsam say for me that there's a chiyuv akarkafta de gavra to do bedika? What does he mean? It should be dependent on whether you're going to come to eat it, whether you come Bal Yirah, and I can construct cases where he's not going to come to any of those things. So halacha, we know the halacha, but it doesn't make any sense. So why don't we allow just to do this mechiras yugimel, as some have suggested, and tell people, don't worry, you don't have to do bedika. It's not necessary here. So if you're going to argue, but there's a chiyuv on the night of Pesach, so do the 13th. But my answer to them is, for some reason, Chazal say you got to do it already 30 days before. If you did a mechira already on Tainus Esther, maybe it'll be a different story. Before the dinner Shloshim Yom. But no one's doing that. So Rabosai, what's the Omek? So Oren started suggesting one possibility, which I think might be correct, and then I want to add a Meiri. And then I want to understand what's behind the behind. The Omek Hadvar. We learned a basic Hakira. What's the mitzvah of Tashbisa? It's the mitzvah of Tashbisa b'kum v'aseh or b'shev al tassah. Or in Reb Chaim's language, is in Isra Seh or is it Kiyum Aseh. If for a moment we assume that Tashbisu is a mitzvah b'kum v'aseh, what is Bedika? Bedika is a din d'rabbanan b'pashtus that says to do, not only is there a mitzvah to destroy, Chazal wants you to go out and search. Not enough just to not have chametz on Pesach. There's a mitzvah, just like there's a mitzvah b'kum v'aseh to destroy chametz. So it could very well be called the tikkun d'rabbanan ke'ein d'araisa tikkun. That just like the mitzvah min ha-teira is to destroy, the mitzvah midrabbanim is to get up and search for chametz. For some reason, as of now, we still don't understand the why that should be so, because you're not going to be over at the Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. But the takana midrabbanon is b'kum v'aseh, to get up and do bedika. Now, it happens to be, it's not going to work out so well, v'amei v'nyavim, because Reb Chaim and the Minchas Chinuch seem to be noted to Shev Al-Tasna Kim Isra. Although, for those of you who are following the nuances in the way I was reading the Minchas Chinuch on Thursday, is I was trying to argue that many of the Minchas Chinuch's rayas, that's B'Shev Al-Tasa, are not so mukhah. It seems that the Chassam Sofer is clearly assuming it's a Takon Midrabon and Zukum Vaseh. At least the Chassam Sofer and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. What was his Lashon? It's a Chiyuv Akarkafta de Gavra. More than that, I found an amazing Meiri. Everybody's got to look this up. On Daf Beis in Maseches Pesachim. And the Meiri says that the Kavonas Hakra is Livdok V'Lishbok. When the Torah says Tashbisu, the Kavona is to get up, to search and destroy. It can't mean that the Torah told you just simply to destroy chametz. The only way you're going to be able to do that is to search. He understands that a chelik of the mitzvah of Tashbisu is also bedika. So what does that mean? It sounds like a simple reading of the Meiri, that number one is the kum v'aseh. Number two, the bedika is a chelik of that kum v'aseh. Maybe it's based on called the tikkun d'rabban kei d'oraisa, or the Meiri saying some greater thing, that even on a level of d'oraisa, there's some type of kima of bedika, which is a mind-boggling chiddush. Because the Pasha says Bedika is only the Rabban. But either way, he puts it together with the idea of getting up and destroying. So now, we've added a little bit more. We saw the halacha. We understand the longus behind the halacha because we saw it in the nature of the Din D'oraisa. We have a Meiri that's Mefurish. So now we understand where the halacha is coming from in terms of the mechanics, what we would call the conceptual underpinnings. But what's missing? What's missing is the logic. The what makes a lot of sense. Now we have the construct of the what, but what about the why? Why is that so? It doesn't make any sense. Bal yirah, bal tocha, bittul. What's the why? So, in some circles, they say we're not interested in the why. We're only interested in the what. But I don't agree. In order to help us in the why, some people hate chassidus. So if you hate chassidus, so then you can never venture for the why. But we don't hate chassidus. We love chassidus too. So we're going to use Be'ez Hashem, the chassidus, to help us understand what the avod is. Let's crunch what the issue is. You have a mitzvah of tzedika on 30 days before Pesach. Look for chametz, even if you're not going to come to be over on Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh, correct? Why? Why should that be so? Zok the Beis Avram. Who's the Beis Avram? An ancestor of the Nesiva Shalom. In that Nesiva Shalom Haggadah, on page Lamites or Chavtes, if I'm not mistaken. He asks the kasha of all the Rishonim. Vamevin Yavin, all the Rishonim asked, why do you have to do Bedika? Bittul should be enough. Says the Beis Avram, because the Avoida of Pesach is that it's not enough to destroy the chametz in your heart. You have to do it b'poyel mamish. You have to do bedika, you have to search b'poyel in action and destroy chametz. In other words, the Beis Avram is being megala yisoy gadol in the avoidas hayoyin of these 30 days. And that is that we have a chiyuv to get up and destroy chametz, even if that chiyuv to get up and destroy is not necessarily saving us from Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. But maybe in Yavin that works beautifully within the Chacham of Lav Hanitik Laseh. It's not a Lav Hanitik Laseh. It's not a direct result of Bal Yirah. There's a Bazundere Chiyuv. There's a separate Chiyuv that you have to be Osek in being Baidik and destroying the Chametz on Pesach. What's behind it? Why should that be so? What's the pshat and what the Beis Avram is saying? So here we need a little bit more b'derech ha'avoida, na'avoida Hashem of the Zman of Pesach. What's our favorite song? Moshcheni acharecha merutza. Where's that from? From Shir HaShirim. Okay, whether you're allowed to sing it, that's a separate problem. Okay. Mashcheni acharecha narutza. Okay. So what Yom Tov is Mashcheni acharecha narutza mechuvan to? Pesach. Shir HaShirim starts out with Mashcheni. What is it about Mashcheni acharecha that's so connected to Pesach? There's another place that says Mem Shin Chof in the Torah. The first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael is given to get out of the Memtesh Shari Tumah. Mishchu Uchul Lachem Esatzayim. Says the descendant of the Beis Avram, the Nesiva Shalom, why Dafka by Pesach do you have the mitzvah of Mishchu? And Rabosa, I want to even highlight even more. Did you notice that the Yom Tov of Pesach is crazy busy? Maisim, 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 Achila, Maisim, Mishru, Shchita, Zrika, boom, 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 Maisim, full of Maisim for all mitzvahs. The Sefer Minchas Chinuch, Kemal Chelek Aleph, is all the mitzvahs of Pesach. And then Shabbos. What's the next Yom Tov? Shavuos. Can you tell me a mitzvah? What's the mitzvah of Shavuos? To eat. To eat cheesecake. What's the mitzvah? It's absurd. On the one hand, you have Pesach, which is full of mitzvahs Maisias. And they didn't even it out at all. And then the next Yom Tov is the Yom Tov of Shavuos, which has no mitzvahs maisius whatsoever. Kemat. It was Hakrovas Karban also Bizman and Migdash. But the mitzvahs maisius kemat don't exist. Zok the Nesiva Shalom. What's the avodah of Pesach? When we're starting out, we just had Parshas HaChodesh, Nisan. When we're starting out new, Rebbe said we're starting out new again. Every single one of us. Every single one of us, every Yid inside of him has a place where he was in the Memta Shari Tumah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the avodah b'mitzvahs b'po'ol mishchuch. We have to be dragged. And that's why we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshchein Yachrecha, pull me! Pull me out of the Memta Shari Tumah. Narutza! And then I'll run after you. That's Moshchein Yachrecha Narutza. That's mishchuch l'chem es hatzayin. You have to pull. What pulls? It's not enough, Zok the Beis Avram Hashbasa Belev. It needs to be done b'po'ol mamish. Has to be done with the fire, with the baking of matzahs, with all the mitzvahs, ma'aseh v'achila, with the ramach evarim and the shasah gidim. Ata v'chartanu is the first of the yom tovim. V'havta isanu, to progress to shavuos, we need those mitzvahs, we need the mitzvahs, ma'aseh, to pull ourselves out. In kainim advarim, now we understand why dafka, when it comes to chametz, it's not only a cheshbon of bal yirah, bal yimaseh. The chayvas bedika on chametz, chametz of course represents the yetzer hara. The chayvas bedika has to be bekum vaseh. It's not that a person just says, oh, I don't have any chametz. He has to actively do something bepoel to make sure that he's pulling himself away. Mishchu kulachem es hatzayin. He has to do a mashcheni, he has to pull himself away b'pol. It's not just enough that he commits in his heart that he's not going to have chametz. And Einishinami, it's a paradox. It's a halachic paradox. And that is someone that we know for sure is not going to come l'day Yisur, or he thinks that he knows for sure he's not going to come l'day Yisur. He's not fulfilling what is the essential avodas hayom. And if you think about it, that's the trap of orthodoxy today. It's so easy. Baruch Hashem. Think about the way our grandparents, our great-grandparents had to make Pesach. Think about it today. It's so easy now. Baruch Hashem, we have the ability, we could afford so much. It's so easy to be Mekayim and Mitzvah Sayom without doing anything, B'Polo. And that's exactly what's going on in this Meheter Mechiras Yud Gimel. You know what's going on in this Heter Mechiras Yud Gimel? It's a way of getting out of an active responsibility, which is a little bit uncomfortable, which is quite tedious, but behind it resonates something that's so much deeper and so much more important. The Bedikas Chametz is only the physical manifestation of a greater avoda, and that is a person actively making a cheshbon and searching for the chametz that's inside of him. And even if he thinks, I know that I'm not going to be over in Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh. I know that I'm not going to be over in Bal Tochel. Says the Chassam Sofer, it's a chiyuv akarkafta de gavra. Every single person has to be osik in that cheshbon nefesh. They say that one of the rebbes, after he did Bedikas Chametz, he turned to one of his chassidim, he said, oh, now we did the gashmiyus tikka of Bedikas Chametz. And he ripped open his shirt and he said, now we have to be boidik the lev. Bekum va'aseh, not just a decision, New Year's resolution. This is, the avodah b'dikas chametz is the antithesis of the New Year's resolution of getting rid of chametz. And that's why bittul is not enough. So Rabbi Osai, let's now, we did the lamdus, we did the halacha, and now we understand what's behind the halacha. Let's just get very, very practical. The practical message behind this is the following. Every single person has to decide. In the Zman of Nisan, the Zman of Rebirth, everybody's lave here is in the right place. I'm looking around the room, there isn't a single person here whose lave is not in the right place. Everybody's lave is in the right place. Bittul b'lave, that we could all do. But what is it, b'po'al, that we are doing, either ben adon l'mokom, ben adon l'chaveiro, mamish in actions, and the actions are sometimes uncomfortable. The whole Mechiras Yud Gimel is a way of getting out of something that was uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to worry about checking, getting on our fours, right? The housewife is so busy, you know, cooking fancy dishes. And the husband is so busy making a lot of money. There's no need to do bedika. And you know, we're just selling it. It's a way for us to go sometimes to places that are uncomfortable. Bepoa. And we have to ask ourselves, what are the things that, vis-a-vis the Yetzer Hara, that we need to do bepoel to combat with it? not only to make resolutions. That's the avoda of Pesach. That's Mishul Chulachem Esatzayim. So I believe that this modern phenomenon, that this trap of Mechirat Tzigimel behind it, lurks behind it a whole clash between what is the avoda of Pesach and the way people in the hotel mindset have taken Pesach and lost many parts of the essence of what Pesach is all about. And that becomes symbolic of a greater issue in terms of our own avoda. So I'm the vakesh from the Talmidim, every single one of you, to ask yourselves, what are the things bepoel, vis-a-vis the Yetzirah of Chametz, that you could do small things, not big things. Sometimes it means doing something uncomfortable, calling someone up that you didn't say thank you to, or apologizing to somebody. Or it means doing something that's uncomfortable, like getting up and learning before davening. Both Bein Adon L'Makom, Bein Adon L'Chavero, some type of thing that bepoel you're changing, not only where you make a commitment to do something, not only make a commitment to be better in something, but to decide very, very specifically, bepoel, how we're going to be mekayim the mitzvah of bedika, beruchnius, and not only the gashmius. Rabbosai, tomorrow what we'll do...